The Education Minister says imminent strike action by teachers is unjustified. Chris Hipkins says the government's $1.2 billion offer is the largest in a decade and the strike won't achieve any breakthrough. Primary and secondary teachers will walk off the job for one day on May 29th. It will be the largest ever industrial action taken by teachers, involving almost 50,000 unionised teachers. The Secondary Teachers Union, the PPTA, says its members have also voted for 5 weeks of industrial action after the strike, which is still to be planned. Chris Hipkins is frustrated by the standoff, but insists there's no more money in the budget for teachers.
These are some of the largest pay increases on offer anywhere in the economy. They're certainly right at the top end of what's being offered in the public sector. As I said, for most primary school teachers, it's a $10,000 pay rise. It's worth more than all of the pay rises that they received under the last government put together. And across the primary and secondary teacher settlement, it's $1.2 billion. That's a lot of money.
Iona Holstead, the Secretary for Education, echoed the Minister's position that there simply was no more cash.
Well, the unions have rejected the offers, and you'll have heard that play out publicly, that they don't believe there's enough money. What the clear position is at the moment, and no evidence to suggest otherwise, the money is the money. So the question for me is, so what are we going to do about the other things, and what can we do about the things that don't require money immediately?
Well, joining us now are the NZEI President Linda Stewart and PPTA President Jack Boyle. Good morning to you both.
Morena,
Corin.
Morena, yes. Linda, first, is there any, you've been in this strike action for some time, is there any way of avoiding this mega strike?
Well, we would want to avoid it if possible. I mean, one of the things that we know about our teachers and our principals is that they don't want to go on strike. They want to get on with the job that they know and that they're good at. So that's really...
Sure, nobody. I don't think anyone disputes that. What's possible, though? Where is the bit in all of this where you could get a breakthrough? Is there any light at the end of the tunnel?
So what we're seeing, what our people are saying to us, is that actually one of the real issues for us is the loss of pay parity with our secondary colleagues. That has not been, with that latest offer, that was certainly not addressed. So we would have lost pay parity if we'd accepted that offer, which is a huge concern.
What about if they made would a commitment towards pay parity that was robust, would that do it?
I think that what we need to see is that return to pay parity. That needs to happen. So that absolutely does cost more money. We also need to see the issues around time that we've talked about really set in concrete. So this is the sort of thing that we can find a pathway. We know.
Okay, that, just before I come to Jack, but just be clear for me. Can you find a pathway that doesn't involve going outside $1.2 billion? Because Chris Hipkins has been very clear he's not going to budge.
So what we have is we don't have an offer of $1.2 billion for primary teachers and principals. We have an offer, a package, that is $698 million. We have rejected it three times because it has not actually met the issues that we have in our current workforce for our teachers and principals.
Okay. If I could bring in Jack Boyle now. I'm hearing the primary teachers there talk about pay parity. You haven't always seen eye to eye, have you, secondary school teachers and primary school teachers, on that issue? Are you prepared to give up some money out of the $1.2 billion package so they can have pay parity?
Look, pay parity, the principles of it, we absolutely stand by. And certainly when you talk about that as a concept, I think there's a really strong argument for it. However, at the moment, we're negotiating two separate collective agreements. And the money that's been offered for the secondary teacher part of it, our secondary teachers across the Mutu have said it's not enough. And they've said it's not enough largely because of what you can't do with it. And what you can't do with it is guarantee that those places the Minister has announced funding for will be filled. You can't guarantee that those teachers who come in, they are trained, and then they are lost to the system within 5 years. And the reason for it is largely because of the conditions of work, and the reason people aren't choosing teaching as a first-choice career is also because, relative to other professions, the money just isn't entitled.
Okay.
So, you know, we're sort of at an impasse around those two things while we do stand behind the principle of pay parity.
Okay.
At the moment, we're negotiating a collective agreement for now.
I want to ask you the same question. Is there any point in this where you could make some sort of a breakthrough? Because we do seem to be at an impasse. No one's budged. The government's not budging on its top line figure, $1.2 billion. Do you see any areas where there is hope that you could avert this mega strike?
Absolutely. And look, we've got the same aspirations for the young people of this country.
What are they?
And the government. And that is that every young person is going to have a trained, qualified, motivated and well-supported teacher. Now, if there's...
What are those areas where there could be a breakthrough? This is what we're dealing with now to try and finish this impasse.
Absolutely. So what you just spoke to around pay parity, whether there could be an agreement over time to reach that for primary, you know, I can't speak for them. But if we had some guarantees around phasing so that pay relativity to the median wage, which was sort of the cornerstone of our campaign, could be reached over a period of time. If we had some guarantees around some of the bits of work in the education work program that will reduce unnecessary workload and better support teachers, then obviously we will be working towards resolving this.
Interesting. So those are areas that don't necessarily require more money, but if you had some cast iron guarantees that things were going to happen, you might be prepared to budge.
Absolutely. I mean, we're talking about the biggest strike in New Zealand's history and the first time that educators have joined together. And that's demonstrative of the issues that we have. But ultimately, we don't take strike action lightly. It hasn't been taken very much over the last 24 years. And now, if we can avoid it by actually saying this is what we're going to do for the workforce and the children of New Zealand, then we need to engage in that.
Linda Stewart, back to you. This isn't the first strike action, though, is it, from primary teachers?
This is quite disruptive
for parents. How long do you think you can continue to have their support?
Well, one of the things that we know, both PPTA and NZEI commissioned some research, and we've been tracking this for the last year, we have high public support, which we are really appreciative of. The reason that we have high public support is because actually our teachers and our communities and our parents have a good understanding of what their teachers and their principals actually do and what it looks like in classrooms across the country.
Do parents, and this is the point that the Ministry of Education Secretary raised, do they understand how much teachers are being paid and that they can, under certain conditions, get up to that $85,000 mark relatively quickly if they are qualified and those sorts of things?
Well, I think that getting up to the $85,000 mark very quickly is absolutely not the case. I mean, we've got teachers who have been sitting on a level, experienced teachers who have been in this career for many, many years, who've been sitting on $59,000 per year and have had a cap on their salary. So when you talk about teachers getting a $10,000 pay increase, then that actually should have happened.
Well, that's the ministry and the minister talking about that. So are you saying that they are being, misleading?
I think it's being overinflating the actual issue for our teachers, and that is the situation. And I think what our teachers are doing is they're talking with their parents. They're unpacking some of the issues for them. And as we know, it's not just about the pay. We've been quite clear around that. It's also around the time, the non-contact time, that our teachers can have to do the work that
we're short of time ourselves. So one very quick last question. You've targeted this strike for the day before the budget. Was that deliberate?
We had actually, this could have happened in April, actually early April. It's just with the Christchurch attacks, things were put on hold for some time. The fact that it comes the day before the budget is actually, I guess it's interesting, but this is the time frame.
Okay, thank you very much for your time, Linda Stewart, there from the NZEI, and the PPTA President Jack Boyle was also with us.